So while we want Instagram to be a self-sufficient ecosystem for us, it is still always worth sharing your work across a range of platforms just in order to bring across timely visitors and engagement and make the most of it. So the easiest way to do most of this is with a website called If This Then That, so IFTTT. It will automate all of these actions for you. It's free. It's going to automatically share to any social media accounts that you want it to. So Pinterest, for example, the best practice with Pinterest, we are told, is to post your own Instagram images into a mixed board alongside other people's photographs of a similar genre. So, for example, if you post occasional food pictures, you could make them go to a food board. It brings a mixture of people over to the board. It means that your images are more discoverable and you can benefit from the discoverability of other people's content that's shared alongside yours. Don't forget as well, you can claim your Instagram account on Pinterest, which means that if anyone pins your content, it will be accredited back to you. If you're sharing to Twitter, I don't recommend using the Instagram in-app share option. Instead, use either IFT, the website, or just go and post it manually, because that way you can include an image with your link back to the Instagram post. There's lots of very clear statistics that say tweets with images get a lot more clicks. And of course, the main bulk of your content when you're sharing an Instagram post is usually in the image. Facebook. There's a lot of complicated overlap between Facebook and Instagram accounts since the two are co-owned. Instagram will often show you posts from people you're real life friends with because of that authentic communication factor. And there's some evidence that the Instagram algorithm popularity is also sometimes based on how well your posts perform on Facebook if you're sharing them too. So if you have a strong Facebook presence, it can be worth syncing your accounts and letting one feed to the other. But if you have more of a skeleton Facebook presence, maybe you don't want to do that, or maybe you want to use something like IFT. Tumblr, I don't fully understand Tumblr, feel like I'm maybe a bit old for it, but I do know that I get a lot of people reposting my images over on Tumblr, not always with links back to me. So if you do get it, go and share on there. I know there is a huge audience, it's a young audience, and they're very engaged and they're very image focused. And then come and tell me how it works, please, so I can add it to my repertoire. If you have a blog or a website, please, please, for the love of all that is good, go and make sure that your Instagram link on it works and takes me back to your page. I do not understand how so many people have broken Instagram links or no Instagram link at all. I want to be able to see it on every single page. If you've got space, better yet, add an Instagram widget so that I can see some of your pictures right there in a clickable box that when I click it takes me straight over to your account. If someone comes to your website and they think, huh, I want to remember this, I'm going to come back to it another time, they might sign up to your mailing list, but that's kind of a high commitment. They might bookmark it, but does anybody ever remember the things that they bookmarked? The best option is for them to come and follow you on Instagram. Put it in your email signature, especially if you're sending a lot of work emails. If you can get one of those widgets that showcases your Instagram images in your signature, even better. I have one in mine and I can see I get tons of clicks from it. And it also just gives a bit of personality, a bit of a flavor of my work to anything I'm sending. So immediately there's a little bit of depth to what I'm sending. People connect with me on an extra level. And finally, there are pop-ups you can put on your website that will not only direct people to your Instagram, but do it in a slightly more persuasive manner. I know a lot of people see great conversion from things like that too, so it's always worth considering.